The BP well is dead. Long live the cleanup.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Coast Guard says that BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is officially permanently sealed. The oil leak lasted almost 5 months. The aftermath will last much longer. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live to talk about what's still being figured out. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
I saw the price for a share of BP jumped 1.5% after the government declared that well officially killed. But BP is still out a lot of money for damages. What does all this mean for the company?
Well, BP has set aside $32 billion to pay for all of this. But it's already spent $9.5 billion, including a bunch it's paid out to people like fishermen and hotel owners who lost business because of the spill. I talked to Christine Tiscareno this morning. She's an equity research analyst at Standard & Poor's in London. She thinks BP's probably going to be fine in the end.
They're not out of the woods yet. They have managed to control certain aspects of it.
One of the things that's still getting sorted out are the fines that BP's going to owe under the Clean Water Act. Now, the amount could vary a lot depending on whether it has to pay for all the oil that was spilled or if it can subtract the oil that it managed to clean up. In any case, that'll likely end up being well into the billions of dollars.
And Elisa, when will BP start drilling in the Gulf of Mexico again?
Not to sound all melodramatic here, but BP may never drill there again. No deep water drilling is allowed there until the end of November, and Congress could end up passing laws that would keep BP out of the Gulf permanently because of its lousy safety record. Tiscareno from S&P thinks that would be bad for the U.S. because she says that BP, or that, you know, the U.S. needs BP as much as BP needs the U.S. But she said it is possible that BP could be banned from the Gulf for good.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You can call it the $35 cup of coffee. This is what can happen if you buy a latte without enough money in your bank account and your bank hits you with an overdraft charge. Well, now Marketplace's Eve Tro tells us about a Columbus, Ohio bank that says it wants to help customers avoid that extra fee.
With Huntington Bank's new 24 Grace program, if you overdraw funds, you get a text message that basically says,
"You have 24 hours to give us our money."
That is, if you've signed up for bank emails or text messages. Only 5% of Huntington's customers have so far. Most customers have to check online or by phone to know if they've overdrawn. But Huntington CEO Steve Steinhauer says the new policy will change that.
We intend to promote alerts, mobile and text, that will help them manage their money better.
He also says customers who constantly check their balance right before payday can relax a little.
It will accelerate their cash flow by a day.
But if customers don't cover overdrafts by the next day, they get charged $23. Ben Popkin at Consumerist.com says that's the catch.
The fee is a fee. Even if it's delayed, it's still going to hurt. Before we punch you, we'll give you a 24-hour chance.
He says it's better for most customers if the bank declines a charge or a check when there isn't enough money in their account. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's check the money that's in global stocks. World stock markets are higher this morning, but there's really not a lot of trading in Asia. There are several holidays being observed across the continent this week. On Wall Street, all that talk about how September is historically bad for stocks, well, that's history. The Dow Industrials are up about 6% for the month so far, closing Friday at 10,607.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hawaii has always been a tourist draw, but lately the state is pulling in a ton of TV and film production. Some of that business is thanks to a certain plane crash and smoke monster, and some of it is a nod to the 60s and 70s. Here's reporter Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Hawaii is riding a pretty good wave right now when it comes to luring TV and film productions to its shores. Just ask Georgia Skinner. She's at the helm of the state's Creative Industries Division.
This has been an incredible year for Hawaii in terms of our production expenditures. It is the biggest year ever for our state, and we are at $347 million right now.
Skinner says the state's tax incentives have played a big role in attracting film business from other parts of the world.
It's not so much anymore the beauty of your location or the qualified crew. If you don't have your tax incentive, which is the first thing productions ask about, then you're not a competitor.
The global success of the TV series Lost, which was filmed entirely in Hawaii, helped convince the state to increase its tax incentives. And because of its positive partnership with Hawaii, ABC is back again filming another series called Off the Map. But the show getting the most buzz this fall is the one that put Hawaii on the map. A new version of Hawaii Five-0 debuts tonight. To celebrate, CBS held a special premiere on the beach in Waikiki. One of the main actors in the new Hawaii Five-0 is Daniel Day Kim, who also starred in Lost. During that show's six-year run, Kim saw a spike in TV and film production in Hawaii.
It showed that creative people can live here and work here, and there's a certain spirit to this island that extends to crews and cast that come here, and I really appreciate the spirit that they bring to work every day.
The original Hawaii Five-0 premiered in 1968 and ran for 12 seasons. Now, many like Georgia Skinner hope the new series will bring even more film crews and visitors to the islands.
Hawaii Five-0 coming back to the islands and really putting Hawaii in everyone's living room every week is the greatest boon for our state that there could be.
In Honolulu, I'm Heidi Chang for Marketplace.
And here's another travel alert. A British railway company is saving money by eliminating toilets on some of its new trains. The BBC reports Southern Railway will use the toiletless trains on shorter commuter routes where most people travel for less than half an hour. Southern Railway, do you feel lucky? This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.